It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss the ayat number 44 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. Do you order people of piety and goodness and forget yourself while you recite the book? Afala ta'qilun, don't you have intellect? The shani nuzul, the reason for the revelation is as follows. Ulama, or the scholars of Jews, when their Muslim relatives ask them, is Islam true religion or not? They said, you should remain firm on this religion. Islam is a true religion. And Quran is true, Quran is haq. Then this ayah kareema was revealed, that you invite other people towards the path of goodness, but you forget yourself. And there's another narration in regard to the shani nuzul of this ayah kareema, that Jews of Arabia, they used to tell the idol worshippers of Arabia that the last prophet, Nabi Akhiruz Zama, is about to come. They used to give that news. And they used to tell them that when that Nabi comes, you should follow him. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he made announcement of his nabuwat, then the very same people who used to tell others that be ready for the last prophet, he's about to come, they themselves became jealous of him and they became infidels and they became disbelievers. Then this ayah kareema was revealed. And it is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan that ulama of Yahud, or scholars of Jews, they used to tell poor Jews, because they had no greed in them, they had no hope of taking any favors or any money from them. They used to tell these poor people that it's fine, you can believe in that last prophet and he is the true Nabi. But they used to tell the rich Jews that still we are thinking about it, we're not sure, there are some signs, and some signs suggest that he's not Nabi, still wait. But their intention was that these rich people must stay under their control, so their income is not affected. So because of that fear, because they used to take money from them for offering religious services to them, or they used to give fatwa according to their wishes and their wills, and they used to get money. So because of these fears, they used to tell them that it's not 100% yet that whether he is the last prophet or he's not the last prophet, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this ayah kareema, that you order people of goodness, of piety, but you forget yourself. And while you recite the book, don't you have brain? Don't you have intellect? Now, this ayah kareema begins with A. At-tamuruna. This hamza is for istifham. Istifham means to ask a question. Or this hamza, or this alif, is for ta'ajjub, for amazement. Or this alif is to scold at them, to show anger. It means that it is very amazing, or it is very sad, that you tell other people good things and you forget yourself. And then the word comes ta'muruna. Ta'muruna is derived from amrun, which means that to give an order to someone who is smaller than you, that is amr. Because these people were ulama, and others were juhala, they were ignorant people, and of course ulama were higher authorities in comparison with the unliterate, with the ignorant people. Therefore, the word ta'muruna is used. Keep in mind that when you order someone who's younger than you, who's junior than you, and who's lower than you, smaller than you, you use the word amr. And when you address someone or ask someone who's equal to you, then you use the word iltimas. And when you make dua, or when you ask something from the one who's greater than you, not equal, not lower, then it is called dua, or it is called istida'a. And sometimes the word amr is used for mashwara, for consultation, for getting advice. Then the word annas is used. The meaning of annas here is ulama of Yahud, their relatives, their poor relatives who became Muslims, or poor Jews, or mushrikeen of Makkah. So could be any of these categories. Then the word bir is used. Bil birri. Bir means wus'at, فراخی, وائڈنس, او واسٹنس. دیٹس وائی اے وائڈ فیلڈ از کالڈ بر. اینڈ ان دا ٹرمینالوجی آف شریعہ, بر مینز این ایکٹ آف پائٹی اور ٹروتھ فلنس اور اے ٹروتھ فل پرسن. دیٹس وائی سرٹن ورڈز ان عربک آر یوزڈ اینڈ دے کنٹین دیز میننگز وچ وی ہیو ڈسکسڈ. فار ایگزامپل دے سے بر الوالدین, دا گڈنس ود پیرنٹس. حج مبرور از آلسو فرام بر, اٹ مینس مقبول حج, ایکسپٹڈ حج. اے پرسن ہو از ایبل ٹو فلفل ہز قسم اور از ٹروتھفل ان ہز قسم, ہی از کالڈ بر فی یمینہی. دیٹ مین ہی از ٹروتھفل ان ہز واو اور ان ہز قسم. And also it is mentioned in Quran Kareem, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى. Truthful is the one who is muttaqi, who is pious. So here the word bir is used for everything which is good, or it is used for iman, or it is used to draw people towards iman and stay firm on iman, or to give mashwara for iman, etc., or to advise them about namaz or about zakat, etc., or to give them order to follow Torah, the Torah. So what is being said here, that O ulama of Yuhud, you give da'wat to other people to come into the fold of Islam, and you tell them to remain firm on iman, and you tell them to practice upon Torah, and you tell them about sadaqah and charity and khairat, but you yourself, you are far away from that. So therefore it is said, وَتَّنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ, you have forgotten yourself. This tansauna is from nisyan, which means to forget. When you forget after knowing, that is called nisyan. And when you just forget, just, you know, generally forgetting, that is called sahav. And here the meaning of nisyan is tark. Tark means to leave. It means that you leave the amal, you keep yourself away from the amal, from the practical aspect. You only give lip service, but when it comes to do the practice upon the orders, then you forget yourself and you leave that part. وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ. تَتْلُون is from تَلَاوَةٌ, and which means to recite something which is blessed. Like you recite Quran, or recite Durood Sharif, or anything that is blessed, or wazifa, that would be called tilawat. And this word tilawat is derived from talwun, which means to follow or to come behind. Therefore the person who comes behind is called Tali, and Muqaddam, the one who is in front is called Muqaddam, and the one who comes from behind, he is called Tali. Now because the one who is reading the book, he reads the chapter and he leaves that chapter behind and he keeps on moving forward, that's why this exercise is called Tilawat. And then the word is وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ. The word kitab is used. The meaning of kitab here is Torah. The kitab, the book which was revealed upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. That it means that you day and night on different places you read Torah. And your amal, your practice is against what is being ordered in Torah. And the one who does that, and you educate people, you tell people about this, that the one who does amal against what's being ordered in the book, he will be punished. But you are doing the same thing. You're telling the whole world that, you know, if you go on this path, there's a snake that will bite you and will kill you, there's a lion that will come and attack you and will kill you, or some army is standing and when they'll see you, they'll kill you. But you yourself start walking on that path. So what it means? It means that you have no intellect, you have no brain. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you have intellect? So this Hamza in the beginning, or Hamza Maftuha, or Alif in the beginning, is also for istifham, means for questioning. It's also for ta'ajjub, for amazement. And it's also to draw attention. It means that it's so amazing, or the question is being asked, or to draw their attention, that, O ulama of Yahud, this is something so simple, so basic, so common, everybody can understand, but you don't understand, you don't have brave, what's wrong with you? And the word ta'qilun is from aql. And the literal meaning of word aqlun is to stop or to refrain from something. But in the terminology, the word aql means it is a spiritual light which helps you to understand finer things, finer points, and deeper issues. You can understand with the help of brain. Its station is brain. The station of aql is the physical brain. Therefore, when something goes wrong with the brain, person loses that light, person loses that aql. So this was the literal tafsir of the words of this ayah kareema of Surah Al-Baqarah. The khulasa, the summary of tafsir is that, O ulama of Bani Israel, you order other people to do the good things, but you yourself do not practice upon it what you order. While you have read in Torah at many places, that the one who gives bayan, who gives nasiha to other people, and he himself does not practices on that, he is a very bad person, and that person deserves the fire of hell and the punishment. And this can be understood with intellect easily, and everyone understands that. And then the other thing is that when you go and tell people something and you practice against that, this is a very serious sin, very grave sin. Because in this way, the effect of wa'az or nasiha or bayan is gone. Firstly, because the wa'az or the nasiha or the bayan of a person who does not practice, who's bay'amal, it does not reach people. It reaches to the ears only. But alim ba'amal, a scholar who is practical, his words will reach the hearts of the people. And when a wise, a lecturer who is bay'amal, who does not make amal, when he gives a bayan or he gives nasiha, people think that all this what he is saying is a lie. If it was truthful what he is saying, then why this wise himself, why this lecturer himself is not practicing upon it? Why doesn't he have fear of Allah in his heart? He's telling us fear Allah, but he doesn't have fear in his heart. So that means what he is telling us is a lie. So people don't come on the path of religion with the wa'az or with the nasiyah, with the bayan or with the advice of such people. Because the reason of wa'az is to promote amal, to invite and motivate people to become practical. And this cannot be achieved by the person who is not practical himself. Therefore, they are being asked that, don't you have akal, don't you have brain, that all this what you are doing is not going to help you in any way, it's not going to help your community, so you will be the losers end of the day. From this ayah kareema, we learn few madani flowers. One madani flower is this, that a wise, a lecturer, or the one who gives bayan, who gives waaz, nasiha, advice, he must make himself amil on that action which he is going to advise to the people. Otherwise, his waaz will be of no use, will be of no benefit. And he will face embarrassment in the dunya and in the hereafter. It is mentioned in the hadith of Mi'raj that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw one jama'at, one group, that their lips were being cut with the scissors of fire. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, who are these people? He replied, these are wa'izin bi'amal. These are those lecturers and scholars who never used to practice. And there's a hadith mubarakah in Sahih Muslim and in Sahih Bukhari. Hazrat Usama bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala reports that on the day of judgment, a person would be put into the fire of hell. His intestines will come out of his stomach, and he will walk while pulling his intestines, and he will be circling around like a donkey circle around a grinding mill. So therefore, this punishment is very severe. And the other Jahannamis will ask this person that, you are a great motivator, wise lecturer, you used to give bayan, why have you been put in this calamity and in this difficulty? He will reply, I was a wise, I used to give bayan, I used to give nasiha, but I never used to practice on that. And there's a narration. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that alim bi'amal, alim who does not practice, he is like a candle which burns itself and gives light to others. And there's another narration that a group of Jannatis will call a group from Jahannam. And these Jannatis will say, we have come into Jannat because of your teachings, because of your advice, because of your lecture, because of your bayan. But how come you are in the Jahannam? So they will say, it's very sad that we used to advise you, but we never used to practice upon that. So you are the lucky one who took the advice and practiced upon it, and you are in Jannat, and we are suffering in the hellfire. So this is a wonderful madani flower which we learn from this ayah kareema. And also, the one who does wa'az or nasiha or bayan with words only, his speech is a waste. It's a waste of time. And the one who gives advice with his amal, with his practice, his words really hunt the hearts. In other words, his words reach the hearts and change the condition of heart. You must know that in the time of Sahaba Ikram, there never used to be big ijtima'as or big jalsas or big gatherings or conferences. There wasn't a custom or culture of that. And even in that time, there were no skillful orators, people who are linguists, people who are skillful and they mesmerize people with their talks and with the sequence of their sentences and way that they speak. That wasn't there. They used to speak very plain and simple, and there used to be no, you know, formal discussion. They used to talk informal. Seedhi saadi guftugu, as we say in Urdu. But they changed the condition of the world. These days people do a lot of preparation to give beautiful speeches, and they memorize words, and they want to make an impact of their knowledge and the language, the perfection. They do all that, but there's no effect. People don't change. But these Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'een, with their simple words, they used to change the condition of people. And they brought a great revolution in this world, because they had the voice of the heart, and they had a bayan of amal, bayan of action. Even at any time and age, if anyone follows these standards of Sahaba Ikram to reform the Muslim Ummah, to bring change, or to motivate people to do the good deeds, he can do that even in this age and time. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this age and time we have noticed there's a personality. The founder of Dawat Islami, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razvi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya. A man, plain and simple, living plain and simple. He has got such great organization behind him and millions of people, but he still sleeps on the mat, on the floor. And a person who has a plain and simple language is not a great orator, is not a linguist. He has people sitting around him, and he asks questions from ulama, from muftis, from scholars, to give correct answers. Plain and simple, honest. Not formal, totally informal. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we can see with our naked eyes that millions of people throughout the world are benefiting from his words, from his waaz, from his nasiha, from his talks, from his bayans, from his lectures. So these are the standards to change the condition of hearts. Everything must be genuine in this field. The intention must be right. Sincerity must be there. Ikhlas, looking at the benefit of akhirah and thawab, and seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you will see the result, and then you will see the impact. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that as it is, you know, advised to us that we should discourage alim be'amal or wise be'amal, and these people should be criticized. We are advised to praise those ulama who are ba'amal, who practice with their knowledge. Because practicing upon the knowledge of deen which person has and he practices upon it, that is indeed a sign of vilayat. That person is a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is sahihul aqidah and he got ilm of deen and he practices upon it. That is the biggest sign of vilayat. It is mentioned in Tafsir Kabir that Hazrat Yazid bin Harun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was an alim of amal. He was wise with amal. He was a practical speaker. He would advise, give bayan, but he was a practical man. And he used to make his ibadat with no riya, with no showing off. When he passed away, someone saw him in the dream and asked him, "Ma fa'ala Allahu bika?" How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dealt with you, and how did you spend your time in the qabr? He said, "Munkar and Nakir came to my grave, and they questioned me, 'Who's your Lord?' And I replied that I have given the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal to thousands of people, and how can I forget who's my Lord?" And they did not ask any question after that, and they went away, and I became successful in the grave. Hazrat Shaykh Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Now these are those people who are wise ba'amal, who are alim ba'amal. What they say, they practice. Hazrat Shaykh Shibli radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the time of Naza'a, mean on his deathbed, somebody said, "Say La ilaha illallah," mean recite kalama. As normally, if we think someone is dying, we would recite kalima so he can also read kalima. So he read one sher, and he, as a response to such request, he said, "Inna baytan anta sakinuhu ghayra muhtajin ila suruji." It means that, "O beloved, in whichever house you are, we don't need a lamp in that house, and a heart in which your remembrance is, he does not need to move his lips." In other words, he answered that, "I don't really need to say these words, because in my heart there's only one thing to think about. There's one dhikr, there's one remembrance, and that is the remembrance of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla." So when these people who are alim ba'amal, who are wise ba'amal, when they die, they are blessed with these beautiful glad tidings, and ease comes in their way. And then they are given the good news, "Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya." Turn to your Lord, pleased with him, and Allah is pleased with you. And then when that person goes in the grave, he's given the glad tidings, "Nam ka'urusatin," sleep like a bride. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the path of ulama salihin, Sufiya ikram, who were practical people, who practiced what they preached. This is very important for all of us, for all the Muballiqeen, for all the members of Dawat Islami, wherever in the world they are. This is the basic principle and ingredient for the success in the field of Nekki ki Da'wat, of Da'wah, and inviting people towards the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. That we practice what we advise, what we speak, and what we give bayan about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the path of truth, the path of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and may He let us die on that path and raise us on the Day of Judgment amongst Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam be